Welcome back to another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, this 504 girl. And yes, the prosecution has an answer for R. Kelly's lawyer. So I read the motion from the lawyer that wants R. Kelly out of jail. So now that the prosecution, the government, submitted their motion to the judge and Donnelly and M. Donnelly, and it is a long motion, and I'm going to read it for you guys so you know where we at. So, let's see. It says, "Dear Judge Donnelly, the government respectfully writes in opposition to the defendant Robert Kelly's motion for temporary release pursuant 18 U.S.C. blah blah blah. I'm not gonna read all these numbers, and the defendant motion for an adjourn of trial. The defendant cites two bases for the motion for temporary release: the need to be prepared for trial and a risk of becoming seriously ill should he contact COVID-19. As set forth below, neither serves as a basis of temporary relief, and the motion should be denied. With respect to his motion for specific, I can't say that word. never could say that word, so I hope this is the only time they say this in this motion. I'm sorry, y'all. Adjourn of trial. The defendant relies on his recent retention of Devereaux L. Connick, that's his new lawyer, as one of his attorneys in the matter, and Mr. Connick's needs for additional time to review discovery with the defendant and prepare for trial. Because at least one of his defendant's attorney has represented the defendant in this matter for almost 2 years, the government respectfully submits that an adjourn is not warranted and the motion should be denied. 1. Motion for temporary release. On August 2nd, 2019, after holding a detention hearing, the Honorable Steve Triscoll, Magistrate Judge in the Eastern District of New York, entered a permanent order of detention against the defendant pending his trial. Okay. During the hearing, Judge Trisson found that given, 1, the nature of the charges against the defendant, which at the time spanned from 1997 to 2018 and included allegations of sexual abuse of minors, currents of minors and child pornography, coercion of minors and child pornography. The defendant's history of similar allegations, the defendant's opportunity to flee given his access to financial resources, the defendant's incentive to flee given the seriousness of the charges in this district and the Northern District of Illinois, the defendant's potential obstruction in a prior trial, and a strong possibility of witness tampering if he were released, and the fact that certain of the alleged crimes took place while the defendant was on bail during the previous trial. The defendant cannot be relied upon to comply with the conditions of release. Judge Trisson therefore concluded that no condition or combination of conditions will reasonably assure the appearance of the defendant and the safety of the community and order the defendant to be detained pending trial. On October 2nd, 2019, after reviewing briefing on the issue and holding oral argument, the court affirmed that the order of detention. Okay, beginning on March 26, 2020, the defendant moved on several occasions for bail. Each of those motions was denied, and the Second Circuit affirmed that the denial of the motion on September 8, 2020. The Second Circuit explained. And it said, we perceive no clear error in the district court's determination that the government has demonstrated by clear and convincing evidence that Kelly presented risk of danger to the community and by prudence of the evidence that Kelly presents a flight risk, and moreover, that no conditions or combination of conditions could assure against those risks. Likewise, the court did not clearly determine that Kelly failed to demonstrate a compelling reason for temporary release. We assume that adequate opportunity for consulting with counsel will assure as the matter of trial administration by judge who will preside over the traits. Okay, let's see. Okay, so then they're saying there is no compelling basis to grant the defendant motion for temporary relief. As an initial matter, the COVID-19 pandemic does not serve as a basis for his temporary release. Indeed, the Second Circuit previously denied his release on this very ground, and the court remains bound by the circuit denial of release. Moreover, his argument that release is justified on account of the pandemic is even less compelling than it was when he made the same arguments that were rejected by the Second Circuit and this court. Unlike then, the defendant, along with many other inmates at the Brooklyn MDC, has now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. It reduces the risk associated with COVID-19. So he's trying to still get out because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But like I said, a lot of them has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. So, okay, let's see. I'm going to skim down a little bit. So they're talking about the COVID-19 on this one. So the Brooklyn MDC has advised that lawyers may visit in person between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Remember, if you listen to the last motion, that the lawyer stated that he didn't have adequate time to, you know, C.R. Kelly, and it wasn't going to be private. So the Brooklyn MDC has advised that the lawyers may visit in person between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 7 days a week as frequently as they desire. There is an online system for scheduling meetings to be followed up by an email to delegate email addresses and booking legal visits at the MDC. If attorneys need to book more than 1 hour block on the online schedule, such as need can be indicated in the booking email and will be accommodated. Scheduled meetings occur in separate meeting rooms, which are booked by room number and online schedule. In addition, walk-in visits are available for 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., which visits usually occur in a common area for attorneys, which last minutes matters. Finally, lawyers may also communicate with the defendant through VT
FTC calls. So, by legal counsel, the Brooklyn MDC is an absence of any information or contrary defendant's motion should be denied. So, you know, the government laid out the times you could visit, how you could visit, and all that. So they trying to let the judge know. But what the R. Kelly lawyer is saying is bull crap, because he can go there and visit R. Kelly at any time, and there are other means of discussing things with his with R. Kelly. They said the defendant is currently represented by 5 attorneys, although 2 of them have moved to withdraw following the defendant's apparent termination of them. In support of this motion for adjourned, one of the defendant's attorney, Mr. Canick, cites that he was retained on June 21st, 2021, and needs additional time to review discovery with the defendant and prepare for trial. To the extent Mr. Canick relies on the defendant's quarantine status and alleged expected difficulties meeting with him at the Brooklyn MDC, as set forth above, those concerns are not warranted. First, the defendant will have concluded his quarantine status by July 8th, so that is tomorrow. Today is July the 7th, and the MDC has confirmed that he and all inmates will no longer be subject to further quarantine upon returning from any court proceedings. So they trying to knock what his attorney Karnick is saying. Mr. Karnick, as well as the defendant's other attorneys, will therefore have ample opportunity to meet with the defendant in person 7 days a week if they so choose. This is quite interesting. Moreover, because at least one of the defendant's attorneys had represented the defendant in the matter for almost 2 years, the government respectfully submits that an adjournment based on Mr. Karnick's recent appearance is the matter is not warranted. As Mr. He was aware of the trial day before agreeing to join the defense team. Indeed, during the court appearance on June 17, 2021, when Ms. Becker raised the prospect of an additional attorney joining the defense team, the court made clear that such an addition would not be a basis for an adjournment of trial. So they knew that when the new lawyer came onto the team, he knew that up front, that just because he joined the team would not push anything back. Okay, let's see. Let me see. June 17. I'm not sure if you're asking for adjourn. I don't think you are, but I set trial date some time ago, and I don't know if Mr. Keller wants a speed trial. I think this is just repeating what the judge says. In these circumstances, the adjournment is particularly inappropriate, whereas here the charges against defendant involve identified victims who also have an interest in prompt resolution of the charges against the defendant. Okay. Conclusion. It's the last part of the motion. Conclusion. For the reasons stated herein and in the government's prior submission related to the defendant's detention and history of obstruction, the defendant's 4th emergency motion for release, as well as his motion for adjournment of trial, should be denied. So this is submitted by the United States Attorney, the government, the prosecution, however you want to say it, they all the same. And now we sit back and wait and see what the judge will say in her response, because the lawyer submitted his motion, the government responded to his motion to the judge. Now we wait and see what the judge's answer will be. I don't think the judge is gonna, she's gonna approve this, the motion from the lawyer. I think she's gonna deny it, but we will see. I'll be back for the next part of this upcoming trial. Like I said, I'm gonna be dropping all this information about the R. Kelly trial. Oh, there was something else about R. Kelly. He goes to a hearing on tomorrow, July the 8th. He goes to a hearing. I will bring that also. R. Kelly will be at a hearing tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern in New York. All right. So if you want to follow me, if you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, this 504 girl. And thank you for listening, and talk to you later.